إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، It's a pleasure always to welcome all of you in our classes. We continue today, this morning, reading from Kitab al-Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed, a very great book of our noble Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. Once again, we remind you, as you know this information, that of the importance of this subject matter of a tawheed, and learning the tawheed, understanding it correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for this purpose, for the tawheed, so that He alone be worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. خلق السماوات والأرض والجنة والنار كل هذا من أجل التوحيد. Allah has created the heavens, the earth, paradise and the hellfire, the human being, the jinn, the angels, أرسل الرسل, أنزل الكتب, بيّن الطريق, كل من أجل التوحيد. Allah sent messengers, revealed books, the truth has been made clear. All of this so that Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is worshipped. And He alone deserves to be worshipped because He alone creates and He alone maintains and sustains His creation and He alone provides. Of course, once again, this is, as we always remind ourselves and we remind you as well, these classes we give, we try our best to cover as much subject in Islam as much as we can. But don't you think that 1 hour a week is enough for Tawheed? La. We have to expand ourselves, our home, amongst one another. That's what Muslims do to one another. Get together, read this book again. Review the notes that you took. Approach me later on, tomorrow, this evening, after tomorrow. I didn't understand this chapter. What the Shaykh said, once again, I want to make sure. And this is how we're going to increase. Not just 1 hour or less. It's good, it's better than nothing, but we're supposed to put more time. Because this is the main thing. That's why we created. We create for this. This is the most important thing. Everything else follow. So if somebody have a job and put only 1 hour a week, even if you have the best job, pay good, but 1 hour a week is what it's going to do. Can't pay no bills, can't, even though, yeah, I got a big, nice job. But how much time you put there? People, they put 40 hours and then hope for overtime and they asking if somebody, can I feel for you, man? You must listen, if you cannot make it, here's my number, here's my text message, here is my WhatsApp, here is this. I can work for you. It's like we have to put more hours, more time, learning the deen, but especially this subject matter here of aqeedah, of tawheed. That being said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who say what they do first, and those who act upon that which we hear from our noble scholars. And may Allah make things easy for us, make the path easy for us to seek knowledge. Qala, and we continue reading, of course, from Al-Mulakhas fi Sharhi Kitab al-Tawheed of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan. حفظه الله تعالى. قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله: باب ما جاء في الاستسقاء بالأنواع. This is chapter 30 according to the English translation. وكتاب التوحيد. And it doesn't matter if somebody has chapter 29 or 31, as long as you are on the right chapter. بَابُ مَجَاءَ فِي الْإِسْتِسْقَاءِ بِالْأَنْوَاءِ Seeking rain through the lunar phases. Seeking rain through the lunar phases. And they call it constellation. C-O-N-S-T-E-L-L-A-T-I-O-N. ما جاء في الاستسقاء بالأنوار يقول الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى أي من الوعيد من الوعيد قال وقول الله تعالى وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون سورة الواقعة The first proof that the Shaykh al-Islam mentioned here in this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. In verse 82, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ And instead of thanking Allah for the provision He gives you, on the contrary, you deny Him by disbelief and say that we have rained because of such and such lunar phase and such star. Of course now, in Kitab al-Tawheed, as you notice, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's been bringing a lot of chapters. That's just from the chapter itself. Some of us may ask questions, what this chapter has to do with Kitab al-Tawheed? Now this chapter is about rain, the phases of the moon. This is more likely a science class or something, right? We're going to learn about astronomy here, the moon and this. Now this is, has, everything has something to do with Tawheed. Aynan. Yes, here this is going to talk about the moon phases and the rain, but still it has something to do with Tawheed. Something that we may not do here. It may not be practiced in an area. Maybe not known in many areas. But Tawheed is for everybody. Tawheed is not just for this state over the other state. Or for this country, not the other. Yes, sometimes, because sometimes while I'm reading, I see some people's faces, they be like, something doing this? Yes, if it's not here, somewhere else they're doing it. Sometimes we'll be talking about shirk, people, you know, asking graves, and some people, they're like, somebody doing that? Yes, many people, unfortunately, may Allah guide them to the Tawheed and keep us firm upon it. So, munasabatul babi li kitab al-Tawheed. As usual, the first Shaykh, Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, mentioned, he's going to mention the relevance of the book, of this chapter to the book. But before that, I forget, this is something I was going to say in the beginning actually. Allahu musta'an, we're human. Is to remind you of the importance of the advice that Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh gave us. Whether it be imams of the masjid, du'at, callers, parents, and Muslims among each others, to constantly remind one another against the evil of astrology. Okay, the evil of astrology, especially because that evil is creeping in the houses. It's not just somewhere.
Not astronomy, astrology.
Astrology. Astrology, because it's easy to get into that. And it is a sorcery. It is sihr,
Magic.
And therefore it is kufr, it is disbelief. Because sihr is disbelief, billah. And why the Shaykh, he wants people get involved and warn and remind the people against this? Because it is manifested in a way that people get used to, and it's like, oh, it's entertainment, that's nothing, you know, the zodiac. Mm-hmm. the horoscope. And we talked about that the previous classes. The horoscope that is found in magazines, that is found in newspapers, now it is found in cell phones.
Internet too.
You don't have to go to no place and buy a newspaper anymore. I don't know if anyone still do that. I still see people on Sundays and some...
A few.
I don't know, selling still the Sunday newspaper. But a lot of people, they can get the newspapers and the magazines, what have you, on their cell phones, on the internet. So we have to be vigilant, diligent, same way, to keep ourselves away from those things. It's not permissible to read the zodiac. The Libra and Scorpion and Taurus and Sagittarius, the Lion and all those. It's not permissible to read. But, and the Sheikh mentioned, just reading them for being nosy, believing that this is a haram. Look what these guys are saying and stuff. Just for people being nosy like that and reading them, not believing in what they, their salat is not accepted for 40 days. Believing in them and acting upon what? That's kufr and disbelief. That's kufr and disbelief. So we don't read these horoscopes, these zodiacs, and we constantly warn the people against them, because that's what the Muslims do with the Muslims. The Muslims, they advise one another. We want everybody to be on the safe side. There is a room for everybody, inshallah. But for those that Allah wants good for them. And we, when we see people doing something that is not right, we don't know whether they're going to accept or not. And keep in mind, sometimes people reject because of the way we approach them and the way we talk to them. The Prophet ﷺ, our noble Prophet, is the best for us. So we have to be in a middle course, that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon. Not too far to one extreme and let the people do whatever they want to do. Hey, it's okay, no problem, as long as they're Muslim. No, we have to address these matters. But in the same time, we should not be on the other side of the extreme. Harshness is the base. No, we have to follow the i'tidal. And by the way, that's going to be the topic of the seminar, inshallah ta'ala, that this deen is a deen of i'tidal. We have to be just. We have to be in the middle course in everything we do, in worshipping Allah, in dealing with one another, dealing with everybody that comes in our lives. Alhamdulillah, that being said, we go back to this chapter. مناسبه الباب لكتاب التوحيد قال لما كان نسبه نزول المطر الى النوء على وجه الاعتقاد ان له تاثيرا في نزوله شركا اكبر كاعتقاد جلب النفع او دفع الضر في الاموات والغائبين او شركا اصغر إن كان لا يعتقد أن لها تأثيرا وإنما هي أسباب لنزول المطر ناسب أن يعقد له المصنف بابا في كتاب التوحيد لتحذير منه. شيخ صالح الفوزان, he's telling us why شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى introduced this chapter in كتاب التوحيد. In كتاب التوحيد he says, since certain people, they, when it rains, they said it's because, and this is their belief, this is not just something they say, this is their aqidah, it's an i'tiqad. They believe that because of the phase of the moon, that's why it rained. That phase caused the rain. The phase of the moon caused the rain. And this is greater shirk. Shirk and akbar. This is a greater shirk. The same way, they will be in the same way with others who believe that the dead or those who are not around them at that time can repel harm or bring benefits. Okay? Aina.
My book says rainfall by virtue of the stars.
Huh?
My book translated rainfall by virtue of the stars.
It's okay. The stars and the moon, the moon phase and the like, same thing. What book are you reading from?
This is the same book, right?
Huh?
Tablet of Heat, explanation.
It's translated?
It's translated, yeah.
Ah, okay. I know that translation. No. طيب. So, because me, I'm not reading from that book like the English translation, Arabic. So, you're not going to hear me say everything in there. So, okay? Jazakallah khair. But it's good to remind me if I forget something or something, okay? Jazakallah khair. So he says, because when a person believes that it rained because of the moon or the star, it is the same when someone believes that the dead person in his grave benefit them or repel harm. You understand? Who sends rain?
Allah.
Allah. But the clouds are, you know, Allah created the clouds. But nobody say because of the cloud, that's why we have rain. Allah is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent rain. Now.
Okay, what about the meteorologists? They predict the weather. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
We mentioned that the previous class.
I was not in the
You
place.
Were here. I remember you were here.
Alhamdulillah.
As for the meteorologists, the ulama, they mentioned that those people, they use knowledge.
Okay.
They use knowledge. So okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they use science.
Right.
And as long as they say, based on our knowledge, of course the kuffar don't say that.
Right.
So we're talking about a Muslim who work in this field, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahu wa ta'ala, amongst those that I remember right now mentioned something like that. As long as they say, based on our knowledge that Allah has given us, because that's their field. Okay, that's their field, alhamdulillah. They say, based on the knowledge that Allah has given us, inshallah, it may rain, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. If everything's keep coming, you know,
tayyib,
the pressure and all that, because that's a science that they know. Actually, even the older people and just because of with experience, they know sometimes the positions of the wind, even the wind.
Right.
Nah, my grandparents, and not my parents and them, they used to tell you, and the older people in the villages, not in the city, everybody is like, just when they say, oh, they get a jacket or umbrella. People who they have irrigation, they have, you know, farms, you know, and they may not have wells to irrigate, and they depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on Allah. They depend on Allah, and they ask Allah to send rain, but then they cannot get to know that this wind is going to bring, inshallah, some rain. They look at the position, and they're like, inshallah, it may rain. But they cannot say, those meteorologists, they cannot say it will rain, no matter. No, because they don't know.
They don't know.
It's not up to them. And we ourselves experience this many times. Sometimes, subhanAllah, it's overcast. It's like you're like, it's a big storm coming. Not even a drop come down. And then, sometimes, it's a sunny day. Nothing. There is not even a sky, a cloud in the sky, and it's pouring. Ayna, thank you. So he said that's a major shirk. And it could also be a minor shirk. A minor shirk. If that person does not believe that because of it rains just because of those stars or those phases of the moon, but they are means for the rain to fall. He said for these reasons, so look, it involves the major shirk and the minor shirk. Now we're talking about the rain. When it rains, Some people, when it rains, some people are still upon Islam and some people commit shirk. When it rains, based on the belief of these people as related to the rain itself. المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning of this verse, قال أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يعيب على المشركين كفرهم بنعمة الله بنسبة نزول المطر إلى النجم ويخبر أن هذا القول كذب محض لأن نزول المطر إنما هو بفضل الله وتقديره ولا دخل فيه لمخلوق. So what you remember here, because we're not going to get into the moon phases and this, and okay, but what we remember is this phrases in here, in the general meaning of this ayah. The Sheikh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the polytheists, that they deny the ni'mah of Allah by denying the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by attributing the rainfalls to the star. Okay, to the star. They're attributing the rainfalls to the stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in this ayah, that's a lie. That's a mere lie. Because when it rains, this is because of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it rains. So when it rains, we should, at that moment, remember that this is from the fadl of Allah, from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants. And wa taqdirihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because Allah has decreed for the rain to fall at that time and that place. He's decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no creation, any creature have nothing to do with that. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone sent the rain. So nobody from the creatures, from the creation of Allah, has anything to do with that. No star, no human being, none of that. مناسبة الآية للباب قال أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أنكر نسبة نزول المطر أنكر نسبة نزول المطر إلى غيره من النجوم والأنواء وسماه كذبا. Once again, the Sheikh صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, he explained the relevance of this ayah to the chapter. In other terms, why Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala selected this ayah as a proof from the proofs in this chapter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refuted the belief of those who they attribute the rainfall to the stars. They says it rains because of this and that, because of this star, or because of this star, or because of this moon phase, and the like. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deemed that to be a lie. That's a lie. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone sends the rain, then subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-mutasarrifu fil kawn. The whole universe is subjected to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed in it. Of course, there is a lot of shirk wal-iyadu billah and batil, falsehood, that ignorant people, they believe this is happening because of this and that. Remember in the kusuf, in the fiqh class, we remember in that chapter that it used to be from the action of jahiliyyah, as you're going to see from here too in the previous proof, from the next proof, that they used to believe that the sun eclipsed, or the moon, or the moon, because of the death of someone. If some big guy died, like some very important person, a king or something died, or if somebody is born at that day also, they says somebody big, he's going to be something big in his life, He's just born today. And the Prophet ﷺ has explained to them that none of that happened. The sun and the moon, they do not eclipse because of the death or of anyone. They are two signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الآية أولا إبطال نسبة نزول المطر إلى الأنواع. نعم شعيب. Read the first ayah, the first benefit. نعم. إبطال نسبة نزول المطر إلى الأنواع.
It said drop from the primary verse.
أي نعم.
Oh,
there is three benefits.
The falseness of attributing rainfall to the movement of stars.
The falseness of attributing rainfalls to the movement stars. Now, that's false. To attribute the rainfall to the movements of the stars, that's not right. Don't believe in that. Okay? Don't believe in that. What do we believe in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the rain. طيب. Number two, أن نسبة نزول المطر إلى النوء كذب. نعم شعيب.
Attributing rainfall to stars or planets is a lie.
نعم. Attributing rainfalls to a star or a planet is a lie. Who says it's a lie?
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا, number three, وجوب شكر الله على نعمه ووجوب نسبة نزول المطر إليه تفضلا منه وإحسانا. وجوب شكر الله على نعمه. It is an obligation to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties and His favors. The rain is one of them. We thank Allah when it rains, ya ikhwan. There's a lot of bad things about the rain, when the people do when it rains. Some people, Muslims, they say, oh man, it's raining again. Mess up all our programs. Allah missing your program? That's what they say. And what these people are doing, you think they're under a tree reading the Quran? Or they digging a well for some needy and poor? They playing basketball. They playing soccer. You see? And now they're like, oh, the rain mess up their plan.
They're barbecuing.
It's okay. If you're rain, just if you're from those people that can't stay there while rain, stay there. It's okay. But if you can, just pack and go home. Find a shelter. And say what? Alhamdulillah. Be happy. The rain is good. The rain, see, subhanAllah, we human beings, some of us, we ungrateful.
Take you for granted.
Especially people that live around the stores. They're like, man, some people say, we don't need rain. They says water is in Walmart. They have running water in the faucets. Why rain? You think that water in Walmart, where it came from? But those people who they live way far away, yahi, they have no Walmarts around them, no stores. No water in the bottles, nothing. They depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
2 years ago,
when it rains,
drought.
No, when it rains, they're happy.
Yeah.
I share with you something. A couple years ago, I was in Medina, and it was Ramadan. And I was with Sheikh Mishal al-Husayni. I broke the fast with him at the masjid. And then he says, let's go with me to a house of one of his family members. And there was a lot of people over there, and of course, a lot of food. And as we were eating, subhanAllah, all of a sudden, they start, one person was talking on the phone. And as we're eating, and before you know it, the person who's on the phone, he got very happy, he was like joyful, And he's like, no way, because I don't know what the other person is talking about. He's just like, no way. Are you sure? Yes. Allahu Akbar. Then the people, they're like, what happened? He's like, it's raining. Where? It's like 40 kilometers away from them. Not even in Medina. it's raining somewhere, and they're so happy. Akhi, they stop eating. And they start talking about the rain, and they're happy and congratulating one another. I'm like, subhanAllah.
But it rains a lot less.
You know, because over there it doesn't rain much.
No.
When it rains, they're very happy.
They celebrate.
You know, they're very happy when it rains. Wallah al-Musta'an, other people are like, look, now why is it raining again? This is for Muslims, huh? These are mistakes for Muslims. We're not going to go to the kuffar when they teach their children the rain, rain, go away, come another day, standing by the window, right?
Uh-huh.
No. Now we're talking about us, if we're making these mistakes, or if we're around other people who make these mistakes, we correct them, inshallah. The rain is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's good. Alright, it's good for us. And it's not just for us, it's good for animals.
Vegetation.
For those little insects, you know, that we don't care about.
Yeah.
It's for the plants, for these trees we enjoy. The rain is has so many benefits. Now, طيب شعيب تفضل. وجوب شكر الله على نعمه ووجوب نسبة نزول المطر إليه تفضلا منه وإحسانا. Still on the same page?
Yeah.
The last one.
Oh, the obligation of thinking Allah, His blessings, as well as the attributing rainfall to His favor and benevolence.
Ahsant. It is an obligation to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors. These are from the favors of Allah. Likewise, you get up in the morning, alhamdulillah, you seal upon Islam. Nobody mess up your belief before you go to sleep. Some people, they get up, not as if they get up while they decide before they go to sleep. That's it. No Islam for him. وَلَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Because somebody tamper with his mind before he go to sleep. Or the dunya, some people for the dunya. نعم, for dunya. Allah, yeah, this Islam ain't working for him. He's going to go back, do it his way. So you get up, you steal upon Islam. This is the greatest ni'mah. Not just I'm saying because he's still alive. Or you still see. Some people get up, cannot see anymore. Some people get up in the middle of the night, sick. They rush them in the hospital. You see?
That's right.
Some people get up in the middle of the night, why? There's a fire, the house is gone. All their belongings, sometimes their children are gone with it. But look at us, we get up every morning. Don't say, no, man, I turn all of the things, the, what do you call them? The gas, yeah, the appliance, I'm sure, man, I'm very, yeah, right. Things do happen. A little, what do you call it, wire what?
Sparks.
Sparks, whatever. That's what happens sometimes. So when we get up, ya akhi, and you're safe, and your children, you go to their bedrooms, and they're safe, alhamdulillah, and everything, your car still in its place.
Right.
Don't need to thank Allah. Some people get up, they don't have their cars. Car is gone. Or it's not gone, it's all smashed. For no reason.
But it doesn't start.
Okay. Or it's not starting, it's absent. Some people, they get up, can't even move.
Right.
Whether their neck, or whether their knee, or whether I don't know what.
The
they want to get up, but they like, can't even move. SubhanAllah. Some people get up for a fight, to a fight. As soon as they get up, they fighting with his roommate, with his wife, with his children. After you get up, subhanAllah, none of that happened. Your house still okay. Children are safe and healthy. Your car, bismillah, it turns on. You're driving, nothing. You came to the masjid and pray. See, subhanAllah, these are ni'am. These are favors that we have to pay attention to, and we have to thank Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not say, no, because of me, man, you know, I'm... No. Alhamdulillah, we take the means. We have to be prudent. We have to make sure that things are okay, the doors are shut, alhamdulillah, this. But still, akhi. We thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His bounties. The job you have, Allah gave it to you. Don't you think because of your skills? There's a lot of people have more skills than us, they're still looking for a job. Thank Allah for it. Thank Allah for the sound mind. If you lose it, you get no job. You know? Thank Allah for health. And the most favor is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Islam. Not just to be Muslim, but to be able to do what we are doing this morning.
To be guided.
To be able to sit in the house of Allah, to attend a class. I know it's not easy. Some brothers, their backs ache. MashaAllah, we understand. Look, me, I thank Allah for this ni'mah because I have a chair, you see. This is a ni'mah from Allah that I have to ask, to thank for, you know. And also because I'm talking, the one who's talking is not like the one who's listening. Because me, I'm talking, alhamdulillah, I'm moving and this. When you just sit, because that happens sometimes, a lot of times I sit and listen, and you have to fight, you have to struggle, you know, you have to, sometimes you be giving up. I've seen people looking at the work life, seen people hoping, man, if he just stop right now, that's how we're going to stop, alhamdulillah, by the way. But we have to thank Allah, ya akhwan. And the good things, they're not always happening in an easy way. You have to work, you have to struggle, man. Now sometimes things happen just like that, easy and smooth. But a lot of other times we have to work hard. But look at the ni'mah we are in. We're upon Islam. If you die right now, ya akhi, upon Islam, alhamdulillah, that's a great ni'mah. And especially when you see that you have the opportunity to learn. Take advantage of it. Opportunities, they come and they go. They come and they go. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who thank Him for His favors. So the Shaykh, he mentioned that it is an obligation to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors. Whatever favors and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank. And there is many other blessings of Allah upon us. See, that's why if we really apply these things, we won't have time to be talking about somebody else. We just ponder and reflect. Alhamdulillah. Person just sitting by himself and he's in another world. If he's not thanking Allah for the favors, he's asking forgiveness for his shortcomings. That's it. If just these two, thanking Allah for every favor you can remember, because there is a lot of favors we don't even know. Just the favors that we can count, because we will never be able to count the favors of Allah upon us. But just the one that you can enumerate, number 1, number 17, number 365, just those, and thank Allah for each one. And then, you remember your shortcomings, our shortcomings, and how deficient and negligent, and what the trouble we get ourselves to, and Allah is Ar-Rahim, and we ask Allah for forgiveness. We're not going to have time, akhi, to be sending text messages talking about somebody else. Because we're going to like, subhanAllah, we're thanking Allah for His favors and asking Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for forgiveness for our shortcomings. Now, I'm sure, what's the other part? And the obligation as well?
The obligation of thanking Allah for
His blessings.
As well as attributing rainfall to His favor and benevolence.
Ahsant. As well as attributing the rainfalls to His favor. That's a favor of Allah, bigger rain. And His benevolence. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadl min Allah. Allah doesn't want nothing from us. Allah does nothing. He doesn't send the rain only to those who are humble, inshallah, because of them, this country. Or no, Allah, this is fadl. And as you see, sometimes it rains in a kufr land more than it rains in land of tawheed. Fadl of Allah. Hikmah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He will. We don't ask. لا يسأل عما يفعل. We do not ask Allah our aqidah. We don't say why Allah does this. عوذ بالله. We don't. And some people do that. Some people do ask this question. That's why we address them so we can be of a benefit. We don't fall into them. And we do not. And also we help others inshallah ta'ala to correct their mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa and ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who thank Him for His favors and blessings. upon us. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.